Showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us in money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Derek Piper, Lante, Trevor Valise. Got a nice show scheduled for you today.
Yeah,
we're
going to
hear from Ty Rogers, Illini basketball freshman who was at Team USA, now working out in Champaign. He spoke to the media today at State Farm Center. So you hear from him about 4:30 and excited.
I thought they weren't able to talk or whatever.
Yeah, usually they don't. Usually the policy, even predating Brad Underwood, so it's not just Brad making the calls on this. It's usually been freshmen not available until Illinois Basketball Media Day in October. So.
Interesting. Boy, Brad, I interrupted you, by the way,
because
the next guest that we're having on live, which you're going to talk about, I'm really excited, so I'm making people wait a second, but he must really like Ty Rogers, because he's not only like geeked up about a kid that made the, 18U, I guess, Team USA, but the fact that he's letting him, like, meet with the media. This is like we're breaking ground here, Pipes.
Well, there aren't too many returners to talk to, so that's one thing.
Point.
He is throwing us a little bit of a bone, but also it's a guy Ty that doesn't carry himself like a freshman. He's a guy that's very mature and very just the way about his game. You can almost say he's got like the old man's game where he's going to do a lot of the little things, as you say. That's the whole cliche, but he's – someone that you want to publicize that Team USA experience as much as possible because it's good for the program. It's good
Amen.
For them to be back in that sense, to have players competing at that level. And they had Io do that prior to arriving as a freshman, and then now Ty. And if you get a guy like you already have Merez Johnson committed, and that segues into our next guest at 5:10, Roshan Russell, the St. Rita head coach, is going to join us to talk about Merez, talk about James Brown, talk about Nojus Andrusitis, and James and Merez are both guys that have been in those USA training camps. So the more we talk about the NBA draft and having Illinois basketball more prevalent in the NBA, which can be very good, but also as a precursor, guys you're recruiting that are in those USA camps, and Ty, a guy that was actually selected to the team and went and won a gold medal, that's a big deal.
Who's more excited, Brad Underwood to get Ty Rogers or Roshan Russell to get Nojus? I mean, that's a pretty good pickup here. Going
Pretty
into the
good
next
one,
season.
Yeah.
Where did Nojus play?
He was at Lamont.
Lamont. Okay. So he'll join that team, and man, that's going to be a deadly team. You describe Nojus as a guy that you love from the outside. He can hit the shot. In your mind, has he taken just a huge step forward here in the past year, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. A guy that's 6'4", and I've likened him in terms of, you think about his skill set and the way he shoots it, Nick Stauskas kind of comes to mind.
Right. Yeah.
Someone that has some bounce too. Like, don't just think he's that unathletic catch and shoot guy. And that's even within his skill set as a shot maker, he does a lot off the bounce to create openings for himself, which is something that you really like to see, because you can put the ball in his hands and have him go and create a shot, but also in transition can finish above the rim and needs to get stronger. I think that's something that Roshan would tell you probably is a big step for him as he continues to progress. But yeah, I mean, someone that last summer and even probably through his sophomore year wasn't ranked and all of a sudden debuted in the top 50 of 24/7's national ranking. So he continues to trend up. Merez continues to show the exciting parts of his game with his athleticism, his physicality, and just trying to get more skill with his game. And James Brown is the highest ranked of the three, top 30, top 40 prospect, 6'10", really polished inside game and can run the floor.
Merez Johnson's still a kid that, like, just, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but, you know, his sophomore season, all of a sudden he's like, I'm in, I'm committed, I'm coming to Illinois. And it gave for a time, and maybe still, when you add ZZ to it, the number one recruiting class in 2024, it's really early, but you get the point. Merez is still one of those guys, like when he signed on, I'm like, that's interesting. I mean, now you got to kind of hold on to him for 2 years, but obviously the connection with Tim Anderson, I believe. I mean, I just think that that's something, and if you can get a guy like Nojus or James Brown, obviously, to commit to Illinois as well, I think that just strengthens that. But it'll be pretty cool if Merez Johnson is the ultimate Pied Piper in that 24 class and brings along what doesn't have to go far. Just bring along two guys you're practicing with every day in high school basketball.
High school and AAU.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're on mean streets together as well. I think that's a huge asset, not only where you can build around him by having him jump on early. We just don't see that a ton anymore where guys are making decisions freshman, sophomore year of high school. You want to usually go through the process and take a bunch of visits and make those decisions later on, as we've that's kind of become the standard now within the last, as long as I've been covering recruiting. I know that prior to that, when you go back to some of the Bruce Weber days and some of that, you'd see a Jeremy Richmond or someone along those lines make a decision early on. But I mean, for Merez to be, like you said, in practice with these guys every day, to be in games with them, and the way that they have played off each other so well and really complement each other's games, that being Merez with James and Nojus, I mean, why wouldn't you want him all on board already?
No doubt.
And just say, hey, just, I don't know if you guys are thinking about today, but, you know, Illini basketball, we should do this thing for the next foreseeable future. We got two more years of high school, and then however long you guys want to stay in college, I think that we should just go down state and do our thing there.
I mean, let's win a state or two championship and then go win a natty at Illinois. I mean, I'm okay with that. If that trio wants to come and help that happen here at Illinois, I'd be absolutely fine with that. Switching gears a little bit to Ty Rogers, do you think once – I think we all see it, right? And it's the thing that we've all kind of made the storyline about Ty Rogers, and I don't think he's going to do anything to change that narrative. But to me, he's the ultimate guy, glue guy, right? I mean, he's going to do everything right. He's going to play defense. You've got a guy now that can basically guard probably a one if you needed him to, down to a four. He's strong enough. He's going to get those loose balls. He's going to be diving on the floor. There's a clip already of where on an offensive rebound, I think he was on offense, but he's there, you know, on the baseline, flying himself out of bounds, getting the ball, and it's just like, okay, we love you. I mean, it kind of the Lucas Johnson type. Do you think once Brad Underwood gets that guy in his program, and I know the recruit that they just brought in who's here right now reminds you a little bit of Ty, do you think going forward now for however long Brad Underwood's at Illinois, he's always going to have a guy like that?
Ideally, yes. I think that that's the quote-unquote Brad Underwood type of guy where you talk about toughness, you talk about buying into defense, rebounding, and he's very skilled as well, someone that can make plays off the bounce. They can even put him in like a point forward role. I know that you complement that too, and it's easy to do. You know, he's a Michigan product, so you look at a Draymond Green type of versatile piece who can be a forward that's going to, you know, run offense, that can just do a number of different things, defend multiple positions. And I think that especially the way they've recruited guards, where they have had some really high caliber guards, and if you're going to have stars, not everybody's going to play the same role. If you recruit five guys as far as your starting five who all want to take 10 to 15 shots a game and be like big time scorers and everything, you got to have different aspects to your roster. I think Ty's the type of guy that really complements, you know, a bucket getter like Jaden Epps, or a really good shooter and also a premier scorer in Sky Clark as well. And I think that just the way that his mental makeup, you talk about the culture, you talk about what Brad Underwood really values, I think Ty really fits that. And I think that he'll want a couple of pieces like that going forward. But Ty definitely is one that's going to be, hopefully Illinois want to see him be here 2, 3, 4 years. Yeah. But I know after the way he played Team USA, and I think it's early. I mean, it definitely is. He's got to play a game in college before we start sending him off to the NBA or anything like that. But if the jump shot comes along, whenever that ultimately does, because he has seemingly everything else, he will be a prospect at that level if everything works out for him.
So we need him to be pretty good, but not that great early on, right? It's like, just hold on, Ty. Don't be getting those NBA scouts drooling over you just yet. We need you here for a couple of years.
You say, here's how we do things in Illinois. Look at Io, look at Kofi. I mean, yeah, the one and done. I mean, that's other programs. Here, we have 2 to 3 years, you know, get a couple All-Americans under your belt and everything like that, and right. then you can go. But yeah. This blueprint's worked well, obviously, for Io, and we'll see if Kofi's able to stick at that level. But, yeah, I mean, if he's good enough to be – I don't know if one and done is really realistic, but if he's a guy that's gone after 2 years, obviously he's given you a ton, and then you just try and go get the next Ty Rogers, that type of piece.
We will hear from Ty Rogers. I have never heard him. So I'm excited to hear this. You've got about 10 minutes with Ty Rogers, again, who met with the media today at State Farm Center. So we'll hear from him coming up. Also, Roshan Russell, St. Rita coach, Morez Johnson's coach, and, of course, others. So we'll hear from him around 5:05, 5:10, right in that area. I started a text out this morning with "you dirty rat," and it was to Justin Spring. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? You can't leave us. And I was watching basketball last night in Mahomet. I come out. I didn't take my phone in because I'm like, you know what? I just want to watch. And I go out and I see that Justin Spring has taken the assistant coach role with the Alabama women's gymnastics squad, and he's leaving Illinois. This is a guy that is arguably one of the more decorated Illinois athletes that have ever been. I mean, he was a 2-time Dyke Edelman Athlete of the Year award winner. He won national titles. I mean, I was just looking at this. 4-time NCAA champ, 3-time All-American, 3-time Big Ten champ, 2-time Illinois Athlete of the Year, and then, of course, coached here at Illinois for quite a long time and coached a lot of national titles, you know, in terms of individuals. But he has taken off, and that blew me away, Pipes. I mean, it literally was just like, wow. I mean, I guess it's one of those where it makes you think that it can happen, right? I mean, you think of guys like Mike Small, Justin Spring, you know, Brad Dancer now, who's been here a long time, Dan Hartlib for a long time. You think of people like that and you think, well, they're never going to leave, and Illinois is in great shape for the next however until they retire, whenever we tell them they can retire. But Justin Spring, obviously a young man, and deciding to head down to Alabama and take that job. So, interesting stuff. He's at an airport right now waiting for a flight to go look at homes. So I'm going to try to get him on. I'm going to try to get him on for a couple of minutes so we can talk to him about it. But, man, that's a blow to your gymnastics program to lose Justin Spring. And that's just absolutely a blow to the community and, I think, to Illinois sports in general, because he is just so well thought of in that coaching rank. And even among the athletes, he's just one of them, I always felt like. And that's a blow for Illinois, no doubt.
Yeah, to have someone that's a member of the Illinois Athletics Hall of Fame for his own accolades as an athlete and then to be a coach, and was the last Illinois coach to lead an Illinois team to a national championship back in 2012. And like you said, a lot of individual national titles and Big Ten championships. And, I mean, during his time as a head coach, I know that 12 seasons had 79 All-American honors tied to Illinois men's gymnastics when he was at the helm there. So huge loss for sure. And I know that, I'll be honest, seeing a guy that is the head coach here and then going to be an assistant at Alabama, it had to be a great opportunity for him and something you're very happy about his tenure at Illinois. And if this is the thing that he wants to do next, then you wish him well. I think everybody will do that. But there's no doubt that that's a major void then to fill, and hopefully – the program can continue to be successful because he's put them on such a high plane,
no doubt,
of success when he was here.
No doubt. He, by the way, just boarded a plane. So we can't get him, but we'll get him. I told him next week we'll get him and have him on to talk about him because, you know, he's somebody that I'd love to visit with and just kind of get his thoughts on making the move. Daniel Ribeiro has been named the interim head men's gymnastics coach. So we'll see if that leads to the head coaching position for him. But, you know, that was probably one of those gut punches for Josh Whitman yesterday while he's meeting with the media, right? I'm sure, obviously he knew about it, but he's probably just sitting there talking to everybody going, oh, and it's that gnaw in your stomach of, you know, when you have those days where you're like, why am I worrying about something right now? I don't understand what I'm worrying about. Well, that would be one for Josh Whitman because, man, again, you're losing just an upstanding citizen, great family, and a big piece of Illinois athletics. So that stinks. That really stinks.
You couldn't tell Justin, just have Saban figure out the house and join our show. Let him go look at the houses and figure that thing out.
Saban's got to have like three guest houses.
You can imagine.
He could just stay there. He could just stay in a guest house of Nick Saban.
The one that Kirby Smart used to stay at. And is now vacant.
Now he is no longer available at that one. He's scratched his name off the list of possible guests in that one. How about if I told you right now I'm going to trade Zach Gallen and Sandy Alcantara for Marcell Ozuna? Would you do it? Those are two studs that the Cardinals gave up who have really turned into good pitchers, especially Alcantara this year. 1.68, I think, or 1.86 ERA coming into a start tonight against his former team, the Cardinals. Trevor was giving me grief the other day because I'm like, we never miss him. And Trevor, to his point, is like, well, there's a 60% chance that you're going to get him on a three-game schedule, which is true, or 80% if you've got four. But Alcantara has been absolutely just lights out dominant, 7-3. A lot of people think he should be the starter in the NL All-Star game. So that's the only thing the Cardinals have to do tonight to make sure that they sweep the Marlins is beat Sandy Alcantara. Is that even possible? He's so good.
We've talked about this lineup, which produced last night in a come-from-behind victory and had a nice showing on Monday to get to light up the scoreboard and get a big win. But this lineup has struggled against top-tier starting pitching for the most part. Against the top-end starters in baseball, they haven't produced, and Alcantara is certainly one of those. So while you look at how big a sweep could be, because what they're about to face going on the road to Philadelphia and then a four-game set early next week against the Braves in Atlanta, you're trying to pick up every win you can against a team that's below 500, that being the Marlins. This would be a big one to get. Now, we have Palante, little Corbin Burns on the mound on our end for the Cardinals, and I just wanted to say that for Trevor so he could hear that one more time. But, yeah, Alcantara's been spectacular, and he's very deserving of being in the conversation, if not being the guy for the starter for the NL All-Star game.
Good news, Trevor. Alcantara, when he starts the NL All-Star game, will be being received by Yadi Molina, who is going to get basically a gift start at the NL All-Star game because he deserves it. That's if you ask me, Trevor.
That's my – I called it the NL All-Star game. It's the All-Star game pitching for the NL. And
I'm sorry.
You down a bad path. I got to reel us back.
Isn't that funny? I just go right down the NL All-Star. It was a good win for the Cardinals last night, obviously, getting that done in come-from-behind fashion. Dylan Carlson with a big hit in that one. They moved him up. I mean, I give Ollie Marmol some credit. We were leaving yesterday and kind of throwing out the lineup, and we all hesitated and thought, whoa, okay, Carlson's hitting second. Well, he came through with a big double, couple RBIs, so the Cardinals get that done. Dakota Hudson pitched well enough, I guess, to get the victory there. Was it Fernandez that came in?
He did.
Yeah, Jose Fernandez came in and threw two strong innings.
Touched 100.
Wow. 100
miles an hour.
Well, and I tell you what, he's taking advantage of his chance right now with St. Louis. There's no doubt. I was reading something today that said, you know, when they needed a guy, he was available. In other words, he was rested at AAA and his chance arose and he came up and got it done. And he's done a great job with that. And then, of course, Helsley finishing it off after Gallegos. I mean, Gallegos struggled a little bit, but still pitched well. Helsley now, I think, is all of a sudden your guy until Jordan Hicks is back healthy and ready to close.
Do you know what Ryan Helsley's ERA is?
Man, I could go either way with this. It doesn't appear like he's given up a lot of runs. I will go, how about a
0.60? 0.30.
Wow.
He's pitched 29 and two-thirds, and he's given up one earned run.
That's interesting. I think he's your closer then. I think he's the
guy. I mean, he should be maybe the NL All-Star team's closer.
Yeah, right. I mean, does he have enough appearances? I guess he's got the ability now here.
I'd have to look that up.
To close that out and get some appearances. But certainly with Jordan Hicks, I think he threw, an inning? They're going to try to throw him again tonight He threw an inning or two last night in a rehab start. So did Steven Matz.
I take it back. Josh Hader should be the closer for the NL All-Star
well,
team.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Before throw that out.
Before the U of I Illini Lake text line starts.
You know, other than Josh Hader.
Other than that guy. No, I'm with you on that.
Should just probably shut it down. You know? He's done enough.
No, let him throw him like four innings. You know, throw him like four. I always got a kick out of that. Exactly.
Yeah.
I used to get a kick out of that and thinking, okay, like if La Russa, let's say, was coaching the All-Star team, the NL squad, I would always think to myself, just burn every Cub or Brewer on that team. Like if you've got a pitcher, just throw him like nine innings. Just, you know, why are you throwing Kyle Hendricks nine innings? Well, because, you know, he was good. I didn't want to take him out. I wanted to win the game. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever, Tony. It's almost like that home run derby that we've talked about, how seemingly it starts to have an effect on guys in the second half of the season because they're doing so much in that derby, although I don't think it had much of an effect on Shohei last season. I think that's for sure. But certainly that'll be something to look forward to as we get closer to that. What are we, like 2 weeks away from the All-Star game?
I think you're right, yeah.
So that's always when we know it's really dead period, you know, like in sports in general. When you get to that, isn't that – I think the day before and the day after the All-Star game are the only days in the year that you don't have a sporting event going on. So that makes it a little difficult to talk about that. But we'll manage. We'll fight through. Pipes, we can do that.
Do you want to do a Peaky Blinders special that day?
Hey, I am on – last season, episode 4. So I got like 2.5 left of the Peaky Blinders. So now you still haven't watched that.
I have not. We should get Brad Underwood on because I think that's his favorite show.
That would be awesome. I bet I wonder, you know, with Brad, the way Netflix works in the sense that you can sit down, you know, because we're so used to, okay, let's take The Walking Dead, let's say. Like, okay, the next season's available, but you only get to watch it one week at a time, right? You watch it Sunday, and then you got to wait till the next Sunday. Whereas, like, Netflix or streaming devices, and all of a sudden you can just binge watch everything. That probably works out well for Brad because I don't know that he's got a lot of time. So if he's able to just, like, sit, you know, kick back for 3 hours on a Sunday and just binge watch Peaky Blinders, I do give him credit. Because when COVID hit, that was one of the first things I remember about COVID, which is weird, not about the actual COVID, but the sports angle to it, was Brad Underwood saying, well, that's all right, I've got Peaky Blinders to watch. And I'm like, what is that? And then I remember watching the first episode. I couldn't understand him. Like, I couldn't get the Peaky Blinders. You know, they were talking so fast. And I'm like, I can't understand this. So I gave up on it after like two episodes, but then I went back at the urging of like 10 people. I went back and watched it again, and then once I kind of got in tune with it, man, it is a great show. I think it's something definitely. But, of course, you still haven't seen Ozark, which I think you're one of about 12 people in America.
I would imagine so.
That has not seen Ozark. So you've got to get that done as well and make that happen. So, but, yeah, Sandy Alcantara will be he'll be the guy on the mound tonight. Zach Gallen has been pretty solid too, right, for the Diamondbacks. Now he pitches for the Diamondbacks. So that alone is going to hurt what you perceive to be a great season. But I'm sure with, you know, it's not all about wins. Obviously, we know that. But is he posting some pretty good numbers still? Because, I mean, I could see he and Alcantara in a battle here for the next 5 to 10 years about who will be the best pitcher out of that group that you gave away for Marcelo Zuna. Oh, I still can't believe that.
Zach Gallen, 14 starts, 4-2 record, 3.32 ERA.
Oh, okay. That just makes me sick. But, you know, what do you do at that time? You could have given him Flaherty. That would have saved you a little bit.
You'd be okay with that in hindsight, wouldn't you?
I would be absolutely fine with that. It is amazing, though, how those two pitchers have really connected. And they've been sharp, and they've continued to be good. In Major League Baseball, Alcantara I'm talking about, and Zach Gallen for sure. So, all right, so good stuff for next hour. Roshan Russell, St. Rita basketball coach. Excited to visit with him about the possibilities of three studs that can maybe one day wear an Illini uniform. So we'll do that next hour. But coming up, Ty Rogers, the Illinois freshman that is on campus today, he met with the media. And we've got a chance to hear what he said when we return. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. The U of I Line on Lake text line. Roshan Russell will join us on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line next hour. You can find us on Twitter. It's at The Drive 93.5. I'm at Lon Tay, ESPN. See you.
I'm at D Piper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go and go to TanePiper.podbean.com. Lon's throwing me off with his laugh.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing right now at the text line.
Stream us live at stevyj.com, stevyjay.com. You can watch us live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Bill is leaving us on our text line. He's this is last night in Illinois. Bill, by the way, went by Troy, Illinois, and they've got that new barbecue place right by the Taco Bell. You know what I'm talking about. I can't remember what it's called, but it was incredible. We got there at 10:40 a.m. two weekends ago. There was a line of about 20 people. And I'm like, what is... I looked at the lady behind me.
10:40 at Taco Bell?
10:40 in the morning. No, at this barbecue place.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
Next to Taco Bell. And I asked the lady by me, I said, this must be a popular place. She's like, well, you got to get here early, too, because they run out of things. You know, they run out of the burn-ins. It's similar to, like, Black Dog and what we have, Hickory River and those. I mean, sometimes you run out of that because you only have so much of it. But, man, it was a good place to eat. So if you're ever rolling through Troy, Bill, you might need to do that tonight. But he's moving his family out west, and he still hates the NFL. No, that's what I love about Bill. Here's what I was laughing about.
Stream us, Bill. CVJAY.com.
That's what he's going to do. A 217 said, around the All-Star break, I'm looking forward to some mini vacations to Florida and college bar stories in Carbondale. It's always a great way to eat up time. Planning the Florida vacation today, in fact, at the end of July. So I can't wait for that. Ready to get to a beach, ready to do... and think about nothing for 4 days. I cannot wait. All right, here from Illini freshman Ty Rogers. When we return, it is The Drive.
For nearly three decades, thousands of customers in Central Illinois have trusted their commercial and residential needs to the top-rated team at Mattex.
I am the head plumber. The best reason to call Mattex, in my opinion, is that you're going to get somebody that cares about your house and cares about your problem. Anytime you call a plumber, it's never good news. So I'm going to be friendly and kind and lighten the situation and let them know that no matter what problem they have, it'll get taken care of.
Visit us online at mattexservice.com to learn more or book your service today. Mattex, feel the difference.
Come out to Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center for a swim. The slides, the dump bucket, the climbing wall, and sand play area. The pool's for everyone. Enjoy sun, fun, and swimming this summer at Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. The pool is open from 12:30 to 7 p.m. weekdays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekends. Punch cards are a great economical way to attend the pool. Or call 217-367-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here. Details at urbanaparks.org.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Have you been to the Long Branch Steakhouse? The Long Branch Steakhouse happens to be a family-owned restaurant in the small town of Gifford that just happens to serve up incredible steaks. We're talking fresh, hand-cut steaks served to perfection. So if your fantasy is to have a great meal in a great family restaurant in a great small community, visit the Long Branch Steakhouse. Oh, and don't forget to ask for the frog dressing, the Brussels sprouts, and the incredible macaroni and cheese. The Long Branch Steakhouse, located in beautiful downtown Gifford.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated, family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
When selling your home with Ryan Dallas Real Estate, nothing is left to chance. This is Ryan Dallas with Ryan Dallas Real Estate. As the most trusted name in local real estate, my team goes above and beyond to get you results. It's what makes our team number one in homes sold and number one in client satisfaction year after year. We outsell the competition and outperform for you. Put your trust in the team that gets proven results, Ryan Dallas Real Estate. Visit us at RyanDallasRE.com.
If you're involved with IT and are looking for a change, look no further. Join the team at AreaWide. They've been in business for 23 years and they make their employees their top priority. And they offer a benefit package second to none. 100% health insurance for employees from Health Alliance. 100% vision. 100% dental. A 401k plan, company vehicles, monthly gas cards, paid vacation and sick leave, $100,000 life insurance for employees, a $500 vacation bonus. You can buy computer components and software at cost for personal use. You get your birthday off. You get birthday treats and an anniversary gift. Say what? A benefit package second to none from AreaWide. Are you kidding me? Apply today at info@areawidetech.com. That's info@areawidetech.com.
Since 1994, Matech Service Company has been the preferred heating, cooling, plumbing, sewer, and electrical provider in East Central Illinois. This month is the best time to ensure your home's cooling system is ready to keep you comfortable through the warm weather. So your area's top-rated service team is giving you 1 month of air conditioning maintenance for free when you join our ProTune monthly maintenance program. With a team of thoroughly trained, licensed, and background check technicians on call to serve you 24/7, Matech has the solutions you need to ensure your home is comfortable all year long. Matech, feel the difference.
Hey, Line Eye fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
What up?
Back on The Drive with Tay and Piper, Derek Piper, Lante, Trevor Valise. Trevor is the highlight of the YouTube stream, by the way. So enjoy all the Trev you can get today.
Sal said, sweet,
not a highlight.
Sweet Batman shirt.
Thank you.
It was funny because when I first saw that, I was walking around not paying attention to you. Not in a bad way. You know what I mean. I wasn't
staring.
You
usually pay zero attention to what I'm telling you, what I'm asking you, what I'm scheduling, what I'm...
I can't tell you how many times Trevor will give me the commercial... You know, our you know, like take a break commercial thing, and about 8 minutes later, I'm finishing up my story going, did you need
it's
me to get out?
It's almost reverse psychology to the point where I actively don't want to tell him this segment needs to be short because I feel like it ends up being even longer.
Well, I mean, that's a good producer. You get to know your
that's right
talent. Yep. I use that in loose quotes. But yeah, I see Sal's text on the U of I Alina like text line about the sweet Batman shirt, and I'm like, I have no idea where Sal's going with that. And then I look up, and you've got a Batman shirt. How much longer, speaking of this, before we get to Ty, because I want to ask Pipes to lead us into this interview with Ty Rogers, just kind of filling us in again how it all happened to where you landed Ty Rogers. But how much longer will Maverick, Top Gun, be in movie theaters? Because I have yet to see it, and I'm talking people that I didn't even realize went to movies. In fact, Janet, I think you saw it last night. Didn't? Yeah, they did last night. I heard Stevie talking about that this morning. I mean, there's people that I don't expect to, not Stevie, but I'm like, people are like loving this movie and going to it. And I'm like, I still haven't seen it.
I told you I've been to it twice.
Yeah, and I feel like it's one of those that you have to go in a movie theater. I mean, it's not going to do it justice at home, even though, you know, a lot of these places, you know, these TVs now are the size of this building.
Yeah, I mean, it's an IMAX movie about plane action. So okay.
Did you
probably
see
best
it
to,
in IMAX or I just did, regular yeah. theater?
First time in the big theater, second time in the regular theater.
So obviously worth it to see in IMAX, yeah, pay yeah. a little bit extra.
Yeah, although I don't know. I don't think it's in IMAX anymore.
Oh, okay.
It got bumped for Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I still laugh that the only time I've been in that IMAX theater was to see the movie with Bradley Cooper and who's the girl that sings? She's actually
Lady Gaga.
A singer. Yeah, Lady Gaga, whatever that show was. The only time, because I had taken the day to go see a movie, and I wanted to see a particular movie, but the time was wrong on it, and I could not, I had to be, I think, at a radio show. So I'm like, okay, so the only movie available is that one, whatever that was called. And it turned out to be a good show.
A Star is Born.
Yeah, A Star is Born.
But they'd already made that several times.
Yeah.
So this was like the third remake
and
of it.
And not only is it the only movie that I can see that would work with my time that day, but it's in the IMAX. And there's zero
that
action.
That was in IMAX?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
See, that is the 100% epitome of a movie that I would not care about paying an extra $5
no.
to see in IMAX.
Do you know how many people were in that theater watching it? Me. Like, it was creepy. Like, I was, like, scared. I'm like, sitting around going, this is weird. I don't know why I'm doing this. And are people going to, like, show up out of nowhere? It was strange. But anyway. Hey, at 217, are freshmen already receiving NIL money, or when does that start? Do you have any idea, Pipes?
Sky Clark is, I believe, and can start right away, immediately.
Let's go.
Let's get it rolling.
Earn that cash. All right, Ty Rogers, you're going to hear from him. Again, unprecedented, because it seems like we never hear from freshmen until they play their first game. So appreciate Brad and the crew letting us hear from Ty Rogers. How did it develop that Illinois was able to land what I think will be a guy everybody, not 98%, 100% of Illini fans will love this kid. How did it happen to where Illinois landed him?
You've heard us talk a lot about Tim Anderson and the impact he's made on recruiting. This was the first big splash that Tim was able to make. And up until that point when Tim was brought on last summer, and that was official late in July, Illinois had offered Ty or was in the mix for him, but really weren't thought of as a real option. It seemed like he was going to, being a Michigan in-state product, was either going to go Michigan or Michigan State. Ultimately, I know that Michigan had had him on campus during the summer, and even someone on 24/7 put in a crystal ball for the Wolverines. Now, one hang up there I know for sure was with Jet Howard coming in, Juwan's son, who's a 6'7" forward and is a top 40, top 50 prospect. He was inevitably going to commit, which he did. That was kind of a little bit of an overlap with Ty Rogers. So I think that there was a little bit of a hang up there. Michigan State wasn't all the way all in on him, I don't think, all the time. But after he performed really well through July, they definitely wanted him. But then Tim Anderson was hired at Illinois. And being that Ty played for Mean Streets and Tim was their program director, was their 17U head coach for a while, and is very plugged in with Ty Streets, the guy that runs Mean Streets, that gave Illinois a real in there and allowed them to build the relationship and get a legit look from Ty Rogers, and ultimately being able to pull him away. And prior to his commitment, he made the move from Michigan then to Thornton to play for Ty Streets. So he's considered as an Illinois in-state guy. He's not really. It's taken him from Michigan when Michigan State ultimately really wanted him. And I remember pulling a stat. I was trying to figure out when's the last time someone from Michigan has gone to another Big Ten school that's not Michigan or Michigan State. First time since Amir Williams back in 2011 went to Ohio State, the center from Detroit that ultimately went to play for the Buckeyes. It had been more than a decade
since that
had happened. So
well, and right in the period here, 2-3 year period of Io and Kofi and Hunter and Illinois and Michigan all of a sudden being hated rivals, right in the middle of all that, a Michigan kid commits to Illinois. And, you know, you always hear me whine about how an Illinois kid goes somewhere else.
Well, you had Max Christie as a great example.
Absolutely.
Went to Michigan State.
Absolutely. And to get Ty Rogers, that was awesome. All right, so Pipes was there today. Trevor and I are anxious to hear it. Illinois freshman Ty Rogers met with the media today. Here is that sound.
Started. Can you just talk about your experience with USA Basketball?
Man, it was amazing, man. Just that whole 2.5 weeks, starting off in Houston, doing the training camp, competing for a spot, and then going, making the team, going down to Mexico. It was amazing, man. It's an unforgettable experience.
What was the biggest thing you took away in that 2.5 weeks?
Man, really just learning how to play a role. Every team is going to be a role you're going to have to play in order to make the team, in order to play on the team. And I feel like I really fulfilled my role, and I feel like it's going to help me come this time to play next year.
What was the atmosphere like in the gym during training camp? There's 27 of the best guys in the country your age, just all competing for those spots.
Man, super competitive, man. Super competitive. Everybody's going hard. Everybody's going at each other. You got some guys ranked higher than others, so obviously that was something that made guys go harder. But yeah, it was super hard, super competitive.
Did you guys like openly discuss that? Did you all just kind of know about the rankings? Like, how'd that work?
It's just something, when you walk in the room, you kind of know where everybody is, especially if you're ranked under guys, you know. So being the underdog, when you walk in the room, you know who people are.
Was that kind of, I don't know if validating is the right word, but was it kind of validating when you were, maybe made the team over some guys who were ranked higher?
I would say, I'll just go back to what I said earlier about knowing how to play a role. You know, there's going to be scorers in every team, so it comes down to what can you do besides score. I feel like that's why I made the team, and that's why I made a good impact on the team.
Just to ask you about that, what skill set did those coaches see that made them think you would be able to help the team?
Man, just the little things that I did, diving on the floor, being able to get rebounds, being able to guard the best offensive player every game. So that was a big thing.
What have you noticed?
I would assume that translates to at least your first year here and what your role might be.
Absolutely. I think Coach Brad sees me playing 1 through 4 and just being super versatile and just doing all the nitty-gritty things.
Do you worry about scoring? You've been described a little bit, I call you a non-shooter. It looks like you don't hunt to shoot. Are you offended by a non-shooter label, and do you look to score?
Not at all. I know I'm not a liability. I know I can score if I need to, but I feel like I always know how to find a better shot, and I always can get a great shot for my teammates, so not at all.
How'd you feel the last few weeks kind of prepped you for getting out to Illinois and starting to go through offseason practices? Just the last couple of weeks, how do you think that kind of carried over into getting your first couple of practices?
It was amazing, man. Just the high intensity practice at USA. I came right in here and more high intensity practices. So it was amazing, man.
How long have you been on campus and how many practices?
I've been here for a week and a half now, probably about five, six practices.
Well, the freshmen are going to play a lot of the peers. I mean, you guys need to be ready to go. I mean, is that exciting? Is that competitive for you?
Oh, absolutely, man. And I thank these older guys just for coming out here and pushing us every day. They're always on us because they want us to be better. And we're going to play big minutes this year. So it's been good.
Been quite a bit of praise about your play there from the coaches. What's that mean to you to hear? I don't know if you've heard any of it since you left, but just to hear the way they talk about your game.
Man, it feels good to know that the USA coaches, Oklahoma State, Colorado State, I believe. It's amazing to hear that praise from coaches like that that have a lot of experience in the game and probably are going to be legends soon. So it's amazing to hear that. But now it's just time to come out here and really work.
Your behind-the-back move kind of went viral on Illini Twitter. Can fans expect to see more of you, like off the dribble, that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Like I said, I can score if I need to. So it's not nothing to be too happy about because it's going to happen a lot. So,
how do you see your development going forward? What's important as you get in here and work on your game?
For me, it's just my overall game. I feel like I bring a lot to the table. So now it's working on the little things, just keeping my ball handling tight. Being able to knock down an open three-point shot is a big thing that we've really been working on.
Anything surprise you this first week and a half?
No, not yet. Everything's been good, man. We've been in here competing and working hard. So,
when you committed to the team, it was kind of a different team. Obviously, five freshmen now, three transfers. More exciting than ever to be here with this athletic group? Or how would you describe the group that you've joined?
Man, it's been great so far. I feel like this is going to be one of the better teams I've played with just so far. I mean, everybody's egoless. There's no egos. Everybody plays for each other. I can tell you that already, so it's going to be good.
You had these unique opportunities, you know, this spring with Jordan Bear Classic, with Team USA. Just how much did that maybe help you fine-tune your game, being one of those competitive gyms before, you know?
I would just say, first of all, it's a blessing to be able to say that I played in those games. And then just to be able to compete with the best and show that I am one of the best has been a big thing for me, because like I said, I feel like I've always been underrated a little bit. So to be able to go out there and compete with them, it's definitely boosting my confidence.
Well, why do you feel you're underrated?
I just feel like my game isn't valued enough, because I don't score, and that's really it. I do everything else, so I just feel like they look at that and they think I can't do that. So
you mentioned coach working you at the one here a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you did some of that. They ran some offense too. Are you comfortable in that role? Like, what do you think you excel with that role?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm great out of the pick and roll. I feel like once I get in the paint, I can find my guys really good. So I definitely feel like I'm gonna be able to play some one.
What's the process of elevating your jump shot? What's the routine like for you to get to where you want to go with it?
Man, we really just been getting here and getting 1,000 shots up a day. I've been working with Coach Tim on my form and things like that. So that's really it. We just got to keep getting reps on.
What's your relationship with some of the Sky, Jaden, Sincere? Mm-hmm. What's that like for you four coming here as freshmen?
Man, we're super close, man. I mean, me, Sky, and Sincere, well, we already knew each other. So really, when I came in, me and Jaden, we clicked like super fast. So we're all really close, man. We hang out all the time. So it's gonna be good, man.
How does having someone like Terrence help you? Kind of, you've been to a lot of things in college basketball. How does that help you?
Man, since I've been here, Terrence has helped me tremendously, man. Just the little things like being in the right spot on defense, closing out to a gap hard. I mean, he has so much experience, and me coming in as a freshman, is helping me a lot.
What's something you took away playing with the USA team that'll help you here?
Really just role play, being able to play a role, and just playing it to the fullest, and not worrying about what everybody else is doing.
What were the feelings and emotions like when you got that gold medal draped around your neck?
It was amazing, man. I almost shed a tear, man, because from Saginaw, Michigan, it doesn't happen often. And it's something that the little kids are going to look up to me, and they're gonna smile, and hopefully I'm giving them hope. So it was huge.
There's been a lot of talk about the impact Tim has made recruiting-wise. You were his first guy to bring in. What have you noticed from him? Why do you think he's so good on that front?
Culture, man. It's just culture. He keeps it real all the time. He's going to tell you what you can and what you can't do. And I feel like that's what I respect the most about Tim, is because he always kept it real from day one.
What do you think this freshman class can accomplish here at Illinois?
I feel like we can accomplish a lot, man. We all have a great work ethic. We all come in here and work every day. So I feel like it's going to be good down the line. This year, I feel like we're going to have a really good year. We're just going to keep building off that.
You kind of talked about your role play and having other skills besides scoring. How much does the ability to maybe do that at a young age date back to your Bates fundamental days with those mm-hmm. kind of stack teams?
I mean, a lot. I mean, when you go from probably 12 years old playing with top players in the country, I mean, it helps, because like I said, you're gonna have scores on every team you're at. So what else can you do? When you get to the NBA, you're going to be behind LeBron, Kawhi, Paul George. You're going to be behind all those guys. So what can you do? Can you get them the ball? Can you go rebound, get them extra possession, things like that?
When did that process of role understanding kind of set in for you and knowing kind of where you need to be on the floor?
I mean, I would say my game has always been to find an open teammate. I mean, when I was younger, I probably scored a little bit more just because what I had to do. Like, for instance, this year when I played at Thornton, I scored a little bit more. I still passed, average 7 assists, but really just from being younger, I always had that knack for just finding out my teammates and things like that.
You love defense, and who's the toughest guy to defend on this court?
Man, the toughest guy so far to defend would probably be, it's probably a couple guys. So going downhill, I would say Terrence is the hardest to, when he's going downhill, it's really tough to stop him. Sky has a tremendous handle, so he's super shifty. And I would say Jaden too. Jaden is really shifty. I feel like Jaden is highly underrated. I'm just going to say that.
But you love the defensive end as much as anything?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Where's that come from?
Saginaw, Michigan. we breed dogs, I would say. Just since I was little, that's what we make.
What's kind of the focus of these workouts? What are you guys trying to get out of it? What's Coach Underwood emphasize as you guys go through these?
Man, really in the team workouts, we've really just been working on straight defense, full court defense. Just hounding the ball, man, because we're long. We're going to be able to get up and run and defend. So it's going to be a new look this year.
Is there going to be a little extra juice when you go play Michigan and Michigan State?
Setting it.
Is there going to be a little bit extra juice when you go play Michigan and Michigan State?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. It's going to be fun. That's going to be fun for sure.
What makes Jaden underrated like that? Why do you say that?
I would say because his ability to score and create for himself and others is crazy. Like, his footwork is great. He really can shoot it. I mean, I'm probably biased, but I think Jaden is one of the best guards in our class, And I would say that before we came here, just off seeing them, especially playing with them these last few days. So I definitely would say that.
Illinois freshman Ty Rogers, and that smile that you heard is from Derek Piper. If you could hear a smile, knowing that he's got him for the next 4 years to interview. That kid's awesome. And I told you guys, not only with the optics of everything, you know, he gives great answers, et cetera. He's enthusiastic about it. And, you know, look, I mean, a freshman normally is. And then after they've had the 15,000th question from Derek Piper by their junior year, they're like, I got to answer this again. I'm kidding. But listen, he was awesome. And you know, when I think of a guy like that, I know you heard Jim Mattson talking about his defense. When you watch film of him, he's always in the center of the court. Like, I don't care if it's on offense, defense, middle of the court. He's always right down the middle. And what I mean by that, he's always in the action. He's always in the play. He's not drifting off to the right corner where everybody else is kind of doing their thing. He's always in the middle of the action. He's just going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah, and he wants to guard the best player on the other team. I think you watch him, you see his wingspan. He's got a really long wingspan, getting the passing lanes, deflect passes. He's physical as a defender. Yes. He moves his feet well. And as you transition to a defense that's going to be more opportunistic as far as turnovers go, more pressure on the ball, more rangy guys with athleticism, and maybe even some traps. Maybe, as Ty said, they've been practicing full court defense.
I love it.
He certainly fits that new mold, and there's other guys like Terrence, and once you get Matthew Meyer here next month, guys would be excited about both ends of the floor, really.
I know we got to go. I was reading your mailbag. Finally got to the rest of it today. I had read about half of it. Someone had asked you how many deep, 8 or 9 on this team. You, I think, answered it correctly with 8 probably ultimately, but if you're going to see full court stuff, you might see 9 guys.
You might. Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Got the stamp of approval from Lante, said I answered it correctly, so now I feel good.
Trevor Valise has a Sandy Alcantara stat next hour that will make you shiver, but we're going to visit with Roshan Russell, St. Rita basketball coach. We'll do it next. It is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariette Fisher with OSF Healthcare. Focusing on family medicine brings me joy, meeting with patients to make them feel welcome and comfortable to develop a treatment plan that's cost-effective for them. At OSF Healthcare, preventative screenings for health issues is important for people to keep up with. Don't put it off. Get your annual wellness visits, your regular checkups, and treat your body right to feel better. We've got such a great team at OSF to take care of you. We are dedicated to providing transformational care that helps you live your best life. Our trusted providers are committed to supporting health and wellness for all. Get your primary care with OSF Medical Group as you reach out to our caring team. For more details, you can visit our website at oshealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Tim Sinclair, public address voice of Fighting Illini Basketball. You're used to hearing me talk about my favorite team during the games, but now I'll also be talking about my favorite fan store before the games. I've teamed up with Game Day Spirit to get you ready for the season. Just head to one of Game Day's two locations, at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or at 6th and Green in Campustown. Or check out GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, official fan store of the Fighting
Illini. Do you need a post-COVID growth strategy or marketing plan for your business? Tap into a talented student team at Geese College of Business. Students work with a range of companies, from businesses to startups and nonprofits. Not only are real-world experiences valuable for every Geese student, but clients also see tangible benefits for their businesses. Currently seeking projects for the fall semester, email Marissa, C-E-R-O, at illinois.edu to learn more. That's S-I-E-R-O at illinois.edu.
You're listening to WX.